This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
This is a Superhuman Radio Network news update. I'm Elliot Turton. Scripps, Florida scientists pinpoint how genetic mutations cause early brain damage. Scientists from the Florida campus of the Scripps Research Institute have shed light on how specific kinds of genetic mutations can cause damage during early brain development that results in lifelong learning and behavioral disabilities. The study, which focuses on the role of a gene known as SYNGAP1, was published today online ahead of print by the journal Neuron. In humans, mutations in SYNGAP1 are known to cause devastating forms of intellectual disability and epilepsy. Technological advances in genetic sequencing allow for individual genomes to be scanned for damaging mutations. It is possible to scan the entire genome of a child still in the womb. The research suggests that if SYNGAP1 function can be fixed very early in development, this should protect the brain and permanently improve cognitive function. In theory, patients then wouldn't have to be subjected to a lifetime of therapies and worry that the drugs might stop working or have side effects from chronic use. Mutations to SYNGAP1 are the leading cause of sporadic intellectual disability, resulting from new random mutations arising spontaneously in genes, rather than faulty genes inherited from parents. Intellectual disability affects approximately 1-3% of the population worldwide. Air pollution controls linked to lower death rates in North Carolina. National and state air pollution controls that went into effect in the early 1990s coincide with decreasing death rates from emphysema, asthma, and pneumonia among people in North Carolina, according to a study led by Duke University researchers. Using mortality trends from state public health data, along with monthly measurements from air monitoring stations across North Carolina from 1993 to 2010, the researchers were able to draw a close association between improved air quality and declining death rates from respiratory illness. More superhuman news stories coming up in 2 minutes after this brief word from our sponsors on the Superhuman Radio Network.
The UK is known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength, gains of up to 10 kilograms in a four-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10. Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today.
With the rest of your Superhuman Radio Network news update, I'm Elliot Turton. Group doctor visits may improve life for people with muscle disorders. A new study suggests that people with muscle disease, such as muscular dystrophy, may benefit more from group doctor visits than individual appointments. For patients with neuromuscular disorders, it can be difficult to address all the complex problems of the disorder in a traditional appointment. The group visits combine individual care with peer support and the chance to learn from other people's experiences. The new study was published today in an online issue of Neurology, the medical journal of the American Academy of Neurology. A shorter time to the first cigarette of the day is associated with risk of lung cancer. Standard markers of nicotine dependency include cigarettes smoked per day, duration of smoking, and pack years. But another marker of addiction, time to first cigarette of the day, also known as TTFC, may also be associated with the risk of getting lung cancer in both heavy and light smokers, according to a study published today in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute. The association of TTFC with lung cancer risk was stronger in current versus former smokers and in lighter versus heavier smokers, but not different between men and women. The researchers conclude that although their results support the association of TTFC with lung cancer risk, prospective and screening studies are needed. In other smoking-related news, people who stop using smokeless tobacco after a heart attack may extend their life expectancy similar to people who stop smoking, according to a new research in the American Heart Association journal Circulation. This may be the first study to examine the impact of smokeless tobacco on death in heart attack survivors. After considering factors like age, gender,
other tobacco use, occupation, and participation in cardiac rehabilitation programs. Researchers said that those who stopped using snus had nearly half the mortality risk similar to the benefits observed with quitting smoking. For Superhuman Radio, I'm Elliot Turton.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Jeff Hackett to talk about testosterone deficiency, cardiac health, and older men. Then we're going to change it up and be joined by Kamal Patel to talk about the ultimate supplement stacks for burning fat, building muscle, and more. That's later in the show, so stay tuned for that. Welcome to the show, Dr. Hackett. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
This is really a very, very timely discussion. As you're probably aware, research has presented end of last year, beginning of this year, implicating testosterone as being dangerous for men with previous heart conditions, which makes perhaps some sense. But let's talk about this particular research that your group did. This was a review of available studies out there, right?
Yes, it was, but it included studies that we conducted ourselves, particularly in the diabetic population.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about the research that you did. Talk about some of the studies that contributed to the results of this paper.
Okay. Well, what we did was we decided to look at men with diabetes because it's been known for a long time that they have double the risk of low testosterone. It's partly due to the diabetes itself, the insulin resistance that you get with it, and also the obesity, because the visceral fat, as most of your listeners will know, is active metabolically, and it breaks down testosterone and converts it to estrogen because of the hormone aromatase, which
That's
is
right.
present there. So what we did is we screened the diabetic populations of seven general practices, and it was over 700 diabetic men, and we showed that round about 36% of them had low testosterone levels, and 77% suffered from erectile dysfunction. We then got 200 patients and allocated them to either long-acting testosterone injection, which is in the UK is known as Nabido, but has just been licensed in the US.
And isn't that testosterone undecoinate, I believe, the long
Correct,
acting?
Yes.
Yeah. It has like a three month, right? One shot every 3 months or something like that?
It is in Europe, but you've got a slightly lower dose and it's every 8 weeks in the US.
Okay.
But it's much, much longer than any of what was conventionally called long-acting, which was really only a week or two.
Yeah, enanthate or cypionate. Enanthate in Europe and cypionate here in the United States, sure.
Okay. Correct. So it's a totally different type of drug, really. So what we did was we then followed them up for 30 weeks, which was three injections over that period of time. And what we showed was the response was dependent upon the level of testosterone that you achieved. So if we take men, for example, who started with very low testosterone levels, in the UK we have nanomoles per litre, so 8, which is 230 milligrams per deciliter on the US scale.
Right.
So if you had severely low testosterone, what happened is your sexual function was initially dramatically affected. You had very severe erectile dysfunction. But with treatment, that improved first. So in a matter of a few weeks, men's level of sexual desire, their erections, their ejaculation, intercourse satisfaction, all these things improved dramatically. And the patient stated that they felt better, their general health was better, they had more energy levels. As the levels continued to rise, what we noticed was that men then began to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
And they began, their waist circumference diminished, and then their total cholesterol began to fall, and they began to get improvements in depression scores.
Wow.
So what this showed is that it takes time to get benefits from testosterone, and getting the clinical benefits depends on taking the drug for long enough and in sufficient dose to give you sustained levels in the normal range.
Now, obviously, this could have something to do with the landscape of receptors, which we know from research done in more superphysiological levels by Dr. Bashin, that there seems to be an effect. The more testosterone, the more receptors. And so what we're really waiting for is the body to catch up with this new elevated level of testosterone, right?
Yes. Just as men notice more severe symptoms if they have sudden drops in level rather than a gradual fall. But the receptor story is one thing, but what we also noticed is that the very obese men had less significant rises in testosterone than men with less body fat.
And that makes perfect
sense.
Which is
logical, because if there's more of you. Yeah.
Right, more of it is being siphoned off to estradiol because of the aromatase activity. So let's talk about this just for a second. How high did these men's testosterone go? Did they go into what we would consider youthful levels? Because we always hear physicians say, well, your testosterone is good for your age. Did they go into youthful levels where they were in the 700, 800, 900 milligrams per deciliter in the American terms here?
No, because this is the beauty of the long-acting injection. What we do in the study is we measure the trough level, which is the level before the next injection is due.
Uh-huh.
So that gives you the lowest level that you know the patient will have had in the last 12 weeks. And the levels that we got there were in the mid-range, round by your units, round about 450, 500.
Okay.
Which, because of what we know about the pharmacology of the drug, we know that that would have equated to levels of about 700 2 weeks after the injection was given, which is where you get the peak serum levels.
Perfect. Now,
so there's a very low risk with this drug of supraphysiological levels.
What about, we only have a couple minutes before this next break, and we have to carry it over beyond the break we can.
Yep.
What about indicators of cardiovascular disease, markers for heart disease? How were they affected, or did you look at those?
We did. What we showed was that all the markers for insulin resistance improved, which was the HOMA IR and the insulin sensitivity. They all improved. It took 6 months for any improvement in C-reactive protein, which is a marker for cardiovascular risk. But other studies, particularly one done in Russia, the Moscow study, showed consistent reduction in a whole range of risk markers. So that has been found in other studies.
Did you do any sonograms of the heart? Did you look at ejection fraction and how well the heart was beating before and after testosterone therapy?
No, we didn't. Because of the numbers of patients involved in this and the difficulty with ethics committees, It was essential that we kept this study as close to normal management as possible. And in fact, the ethics committee were actually insistent that there was a one-year extension study so that all the patients who'd had placebo during the double-blind phase actually got to get active treatment.
Yeah, because there were obviously benefits. Well, not because there were benefits, but so there was evidence that this was really working the way we think it is. And
So the questions that you asked, we actually would not have got approval if we'd have wanted to do more blood tests to assess the levels over the 12-week period to see the peaks.
Okay. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side with Dr. Jeff Hackett. This is a really important discussion, folks, because there's a lot of good information and bad information out there about testosterone and older men, and we're going to try to get to the bottom of some of it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's Carl Lenore.
The brainless people at the FDA need to be convinced that arsenic is not good for humans to consume, because the FDA feels a little bit more research needs to be done before we're considered that this particular arsenic is dangerous.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the H-Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the H-Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're joined all the way from the UK by Dr. Jeff Hackett. We're talking about testosterone mortality. We're going to talk about now in older men. So what do we know, Dr. Hackett, about all-cause mortality and testosterone levels?
Well, what we know is there are at least a dozen studies that have been done in different countries. I could quote you ones from Seattle, from Massachusetts, from all the Scandinavian countries, from Pomerania, from the UK, and they all consistently show that if you have a low serum testosterone, your all-cause mortality, which is death from any cause, or cardiovascular disease, or cancers, are all increased by having a low testosterone level. The problem is that none of these studies were perfect. They all looked at different levels and assessed testosterone in a slightly different way. But when they were all pooled together, there seemed to be this consistent theme that having a low testosterone was very bad for your survival. And the best of these was actually published late last year, which was a European male aging study, where they've been following up 3,500 men in six European countries for 5 years plus. And they showed that the lower the level of testosterone, the higher the mortality rate over those 5 years. And that if you had erectile dysfunction as well as a low testosterone, that made your risk of dying early about fivefold. So there's no doubt about this. This is about as good as research gets.
Is that representative of the plate, one of the images that you have in your paper that shows low testosterone, testosterone, normal testosterone, and low testosterone treated? And it shows, is that from that study?
No. We then move on to obviously what those centers did. And there's two of them have published. One was Molly Shores from Seattle, who got the patients with low testosterone to try to answer the question that you're asking. Okay, so they die earlier, but do you improve survival by treating them? And they found that in the treated patients, the death rate was halved, and it fell to the same level as those patients who had normal testosterone at baseline. And a group from Sheffield did exactly the same type of study in a diabetic population and showed virtually the same results. And the problem with these is that the patients weren't randomized, and so some cynics would say, well, of course, they might have chosen to treat the patients with a better outlook, and of course, they did well, because the patients were treated according to symptoms and according to whether they and the physician thought it was in their interest.
I'm just curious, what camp of medicine are those cynics in? Are they the ones that are protecting the multi-therapy approach to the aging male, you know, antidepressants, diabetes medication, blood pressure medication, or when a monotherapy like testosterone that is something that we appear to be deficient. I mean, I'm not deficient in statin drugs. I'm deficient in testosterone when I get older. What camp is saying, oh, well, that, you know, you guys fixed it, so it came out that way?
Well, the trouble is that that sex hormones are very emotive, and we're only a few years on from the million women study and the NIH study, which suggested that after many years of giving women hormone replacement, that it might not have been wise because of an increased rate of cardiovascular events. So some people have adopted a pseudo-evangelical approach that God is going to punish men in a similar way.
And really, anybody who knows about the Women's Initiative study knows that conjugated equine estrogens and synthetic progestins that are then methylated, which challenge the hepatic landscape to produce a thrombotic environment in a human being, was the problem. It wasn't the estrogen, because if it was the estrogen, every 17, 18, and 19-year-old girl would have those problems when estrogen levels were high.
And it didn't happen when the estrogen was delivered transdermally. And also the other important thing is that Men are given testosterone when they've had a measured deficiency in a dose to restore them to the normal range.
Right.
Women were given HRT doses with no measurement of levels because it was of little value, and given supra physiological doses until their symptoms got better.
Yeah, it makes no
so
sense.
So it's a totally different world, but that's probably the basis of a lot of the skepticism, plus outdated view that it might be bad for the prostate, because if you have prostate cancer, the first thing that you do with treatment is to deprive the prostate of testosterone in order to prevent spread of the cancer.
And I want to talk about that yeah. specifically, androgen deprivation therapy, when we come out of the break. But one of the things I want to mention is we had Dr. Paul Godley on this show, I want to say back in 2007 or 2008. He wrote a position paper on behalf of the Journal of the American Cancer Society. And he did a meta-analysis of all of the available research, and he stated in this position paper that androgens were not linked to prostate cancer. In fact, there was a closer corollary to sex hormone binding globulin and a secondary corollary to estrone, I believe it was, but not androgens. And what I find startling is how those in the medical orthodoxy selectively pick and choose which research they tend to believe in. And this comes back to what you said a moment ago about these almost evangelical type approaches. Science becomes religion at some point in time with some people. They dig their heels in and they ignore science, and they fight with all their vitriol for their position, and they abandon science. What happens to them, Dr. Hack?
I couldn't have put it much better myself. Some people may have a vested interest in terms of their career, or one of the papers that I'm sure you'll want to talk about in a moment was written by the managing director of a company that had commercial interest in their data collection system for research purposes. So therefore it was probably going to be a good commercial interest to have a positive outcome to your study.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Well, here's what I want to do. I want to go ahead and take a break now. When we come back, I want to talk about androgen deprivation therapy and what we can learn from that group of individuals as it relates to how testosterone may help men when it's in appropriate levels and how it may hurt men when it's not. We're talking right now with Dr. Jeff Hackett. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
The reason this government loves Monsanto is because we can no longer afford to do what we've been doing, which is giving everyone money to be our allies.
The war against Monsanto continues.
And there's an old saying, he who controls the food controls the population. You don't have to lift a finger or point a gun to completely control a population. All you have to do is control their food.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. Weekdays at noon.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological
physiological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream.
Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ASEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ASEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ASEA banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Have you had the suspicion that some supplements, when taken together, have a synergistic effect? You want to stop trying to have to figure that out yourself? Listen to the second hour of the show today when we're joined by Kamal Patel from Examine.com as they list supplement stacks, burn fat, build muscle, better cognition. It's all there. You don't want to miss it. Right now we're talking with Dr. Jeff Hackett. We're talking about testosterone and older men. Dr. Hackett, there is a what I like to call cruel and barbaric form of prostate cancer therapy called androgen deprivation therapy, where in one instance, they use long-acting gonadotropins that exhaust the pituitary's ability to produce luteinizing hormone until the point that the testes just don't even get a signal and they produce no testosterone. And these men, their testosterone drop to the levels of a six-year-old girl during this therapeutic process. I've seen these men. I know one from my gym. He went from being a physically fit 50-year-old to a guy who walks like he has difficulty walking. His visceral fat is so pronounced that his stomach is distended. He's exhausted all the time. He's pale looking, all to try to avoid prostate cancer. Don't we already know that that type of therapy actually ends up killing men in a different way than prostate cancer?
Yes, we do, but we know that there's an increased rate of diabetes, obesity, as you said, and heart disease. There's also, as you intimated, an awful quality of life, because these men will have absolutely no level of sexual desire. They'll have no semblance of an erection. and so that part of their life will be completely destroyed. So there's the quality of life issue there as well. And what happens, of course, is that when you're under the care of the urologist, his prime interest is that you don't die from the prostate cancer, because those are the statistics that he's most interested in. And, of course, if a 75-year-old man 1 year down the line dies of a heart attack, well, that's what 75-year-old men die from, and that should be no surprise to anybody. But at least he hasn't died of prostate cancer.
And this is one of the things that just makes my head want to explode off of my shoulders when we look at cancer treatment and survival rates. As long as the patient doesn't die of cancer, they consider it a success. If they die of some secondary disease or illness associated with the therapy, it's still a success. And this is where medicine loses it for me. It really does. And you were talking about this before, that, you know, the data collection and assimilation process was being threatened, so they had to have an outcome that was favorable, regardless of whether science lost in the battle. This is baffling to me. I don't understand how they continue to do androgen deprivation therapy to men today. There are clearly other alternatives, and it's barbaric. And these men do also have a higher risk of cardiovascular risk markers, from what I understand as well.
They do, and there's also the issue about treating patients when they've got evidence of cure, patients post radical prostatectomy, where there is no sign of prostate tissue, and 5 years on, the PSA is unrecordable, and there is no prostate tissue, no cancer, and yet there's even a resistance to these men having their testosterone levels restored to normal.
How sad. So what do we know about the safety of testosterone? Is there any research out there, or has your group participated in research that shows that we see there's certain efficacy here? What about safety? Do we have to weigh safety in and say, well, it's efficacious, but there are some risk issues here?
Well, I think we've got to agree that nobody will ever be able to do the study where testosterone is given to patients with either locally advanced or metastatic spread. That will never get ethics committee approval.
Right.
So we're left with treating patients where we know that there's no spread outside the prostate, or whether they have had a successful treatment or even cure for their prostate cancer. So those are the ones that we're currently conducting tentative studies on. But there is a problem of conducting those studies to everybody's satisfaction, because can you totally randomize them? Because there will be patient concerns. It will be very difficult to randomize these patients to either testosterone or placebo, and then do it for 5 years, mm-hmm. which is the sort of period that you might need to show any significant differences between the two groups. Very difficult studies to do.
You know, there is an unusual fear today inside the United States. In fact, as you can probably appreciate, I don't know if it's like this in the UK, and we have a very, very large audience in the UK, and I should be apprised of this. But, you know, here we have these attorneys that are really kind of like bottom feeders, that as soon as they hear of something, they want to put together class action lawsuits, and they're on Facebook trying to gather people. You know, have you had a heart attack, a blood clot, a stroke after being prescribed testosterone therapy? You know, come join our lawsuit. And it's really disgusting. It really slows down the progress of this country when these types of attorneys start doing what they do. But nonetheless, because of two studies, one that occurred the last quarter of 2013 and one the first quarter of 2014, in an already known ill population of patients that had heart problems that were administered testosterone, there was a high risk of heart attack. Now, I read the studies, and how they came up with this conclusion is beyond me, because the one study showed that the men didn't even get there over the 2-year period they didn't even get their testosterone prescriptions filled 2 to 3 times. So if and they also showed that they were still hypogonadal at each checkpoint throughout the study. So it was clear they weren't taking the testosterone. The study should have been called "Take Your Testosterone or You'll Get a Heart Attack." But obviously, they didn't go that way with it. So,
well, yeah, it's even more fundamental than that because, as I said earlier, from the European male aging study, that we know that men who had the lowest levels of testosterone have the greatest chance of early death. And we know that having erectile dysfunction gives you a 50% chance of having a cardiovascular event. That's been known and established for years. So in this particular study, what we know is that the baseline level of testosterone in the group who were treated was about 12% lower, which probably corresponds to a greater than 20% increased risk of early death anyway. And they were far more likely to have had erectile dysfunction, because that's the major symptom that men get testosterone for. And of course that was never asked in the study. So these men probably had significantly greater risk of early events because of the very reasons that the doctors decided to treat them. But unfortunately, the group looking at this didn't have much experience in the management of patients with hypogonadism. They were epidemiologically based.
Right.
And so when you first looked at the data, as you must have seen, there were actually fewer events in the men who took testosterone.
Yes.
But what they then did was a very elaborate statistical analysis, where they looked at 50 different variables, but interestingly, none of them included the level of testosterone or the presence of erectile dysfunction. And they also then, in the original paper, stated that they excluded 1,100 men who had testosterone therapy prescribed after they've had a heart attack or stroke.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that means that these men had a heart attack or stroke off testosterone.
Right, right.
So they should have been included in the untreated group. And when this was questioned, the authors came back and said, oh, no, that was a mistake. It shouldn't have been 1,132. It should have been 128. Which leaves, it's just a matter of 1,000 people.
That's a lot.
And then they said, oh, and by the way, there were 104 women included by error.
Wow. What, you talk about sloppy science. There's an example of it. And now we have a movement in this country going after testosterone. I want to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to wrap up the interview with Dr. Jeff Hackett. And I have a question. I want to see if Dr. Hackett agrees with this this assumption I have about why the men who were getting testosterone and feeling its effect may have had a higher risk or an occurrence of some heart problems. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Highlighting the hypocrisy in government, one meal at a time.
The USDA and the FDA going after small family farms. They're telling these farmers that by selling direct to end users like you and I, because they're outside the jurisdiction of the USDA and the FDA, the USDA says it's dangerous to be buying from these farmers. Really? And we're all thriving buying from these farmers, but the USDA and the FDA said, no, you're wrong. You may not think because you're not getting sick, that something's wrong, but we know there's something wrong.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Superhumans using Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum is, you can purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percoba banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe. Even CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
What up, y'all? Yeah. Soundtrack, what's poppin', baby? Woo.
Welcome back. I go by the name of... We're talking to Dr. Jeff Hackett. We're talking about testosterone deficiency, cardiac health, and older men. And this is a really important discussion, folks, because this is... This is a discussion based in sound science. But you could also apply critical thinking skills, which I advocate on the show constantly. When science contradicts what you know to be true, don't go with science. Testosterone is something that naturally occurs in our bodies. It's at its highest levels when we're young men. If it was bad for us, we wouldn't make it to old men. That's the bottom line. But let's go here first. So, Dr. Hackett, you... so appropriately point out that one of the earliest changes that a man sees when he starts testosterone therapy is erectile dysfunction, libido increases, and he wants to make love again. But maybe his heart isn't up to it. Is it possible that the men who suffered cardiac events that were on testosterone did so because their sense of well-being made them complacent about underlying health problems and they started to live life again?
I think you make a very good point, particularly if the person didn't have low testosterone in the first place, because in the second paper that you referred to, the one by Professor Finkel, none of the patients, there was no record of testosterone levels being done beforehand. So essentially we've got a study about people being treated for a disorder where no diagnosis had been made.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a great believer that people should be treated for the condition that they've actually got. And the other crazy thing about that was that he looked at the event rates in the 12 months before the patient started testosterone, and then in the 3 months after they took it. Now, I think if you'd have looked at any other medical condition, in fact, if you'd have looked at a gentleman with cardiovascular risk who was told by his doctor to go to the gym, that if you only analyze the first 3 months of him going to the gym, I am certain that in those 3 months, the rate of cardiac events would be greater just because he would go on treadmills for the first time in his life and exercise to a level that he shouldn't do and unmask silent coronary disease, which is essentially what you're saying. But if somebody feels better and tries to increase their level of activity suddenly and unwisely, that might not be healthy.
And this is, in fact, what I've suspected with the men who did have cardiac events after being prescribed testosterone, that they went home and they said to their wives, you're not going to believe who's back in town. And they started having sex, and they felt good, and they ran up a flight of stairs, and next thing you know, they were clutching their chest. Because
The classic one was, that's always quoted, is the TUM study, which you will know, which is a study done by Professor Basaria and published in the New England Journal that was stopped early. Now, if you look at this study, this was 75-year-old men, largely institutionalized, where their limit of physical activity, if they could walk more than 11 steps unaided, they were too fit for the study. And what they did was they gave these men, they started them at 100 milligrams and increased to 150 milligrams of gel. Now, the starting dose is double the manufacturer's recommendation, and the top dose is way outside the manufacturer's recommended dose. And they forced that dose high because they wanted to get quick improvements in mobility and muscular strength. But if you get wheelchair-bound men of 75 with a multitude of disorders like atrial fibrillation and past myocardial infarction and start exercising them vigorously, in the early stages, things might happen.
Yeah, I'd say
And to make it even worse, what they did was only one patient died in the entire study, which is hardly a catastrophe in a study of men over 75 who were invalids.
Right.
But they included ankle edema as a cardiac event. Now, if you treated elderly men for blood pressure with the common drugs that we use, calcium channel blockers, about 75% of them would get ankle edema as part of the treatment. That's not a cardiac event.
Right. Interesting.
So the way they designed the study could not have been better designed if they wanted to come to the conclusion that this was risky in older men.
And that's why I wonder sometimes the endpoints of some of these studies, what they're really searching for. You know, I started testosterone therapy in 2007. Now, I had been avidly exercising, powerlifting for many years, and I decided to go on testosterone therapy because I started to notice changes in energy, changes in mental outlook and senses of well-being. And I can tell you that one of the stories I told on this show was when I went on testosterone therapy, I felt like somebody turned the lights back on in my life. Now, I was a physically fit person at that point in my life. Had I been someone who was a couch potato, carrying a lot of excess weight, probably developing some underlying issues in organ functions in general, and I felt that good and thought, you know, I'm going to go get my bicycle and ride to the park, I would have ended up with a stroke or a heart attack. So I can see why when giving men testosterone who appear to be in that age range where testosterone has dipped for a while, there should be an orientation process. Look, you're going to feel like doing a lot of things you haven't wanted to do in a long time, but you're going to have to ease into this. A cautionary, you know, part of the prescription, because testosterone makes you feel good really, really, really fast.
But I don't think what you're suggesting actually occurs. It may occur in isolated cases that get over-reported. But if you actually look at the effects, and now recently there have been four or five testosterone studies following patients for 5 years or more, 77% of men lose more than 10% of their body weight.
Oh, yeah.
And waist circumferences fall by 12 centimeters. Now, these are huge life-changing events. And we know we've got very good figures for every degree of risk that every centimeter on your waist adds. And we know from all the studies of interventions that if you take 10 centimeters off somebody's waist, you reduce their risk by 60 to 70%. And there are no real treatments that will consistently lose 10% of the body weight year by year. Anybody out there listening who's tried dieting will find that they yo-yo. They lose weight and then it goes back on.
Yeah, sure.
And unless they're incredibly disciplined. With testosterone, the weight is lost. It's lost from the stomach in terms of visceral fat, and you increase muscle, which is a healthy state for insulin resistance and metabolism, and that improvement goes on steadily year by year.
It makes perfect sense, and I appreciate your willingness to stay within the confines of science and not have an underlying agenda here. Let's face it. You know, testosterone is something that naturally occurs in our bodies, and it gets lower and lower as we age, and elevating it should not be the cause of the problems, and we need to be more sensible about it. I mean, there are obviously groups that may be at higher risk of adverse events because of what testosterone does when it's replaced, but it's not the testosterone, you know, that is causing the problem. It's the inability for individuals to recognize that they have to go slow when they start feeling better, give the body some time to come back to a healthy place maybe or something like that. But listen, I want to thank you so much. Wonderful research. Wonderful research. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Take care. All right, so stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Kamal Patel, and we're going to talk about supplement stacks that work. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We shall return. It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception, because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint.
Blueprint banner ad.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is a Superhuman Radio Network news update. I'm Elliot Turton. Scripps, Florida scientists pinpoint how genetic mutations cause early brain damage. Scientists from the Florida campus of the Scripps Research Institute have shed light on how specific kinds of genetic mutations can cause damage during early brain development that results in lifelong learning and behavioral disabilities. The study, which focuses on the role of a gene known as SYNGAP1, was published today online ahead of print by the journal Neuron. In humans, mutations in SYNGAP1 are known to cause devastating forms of intellectual disability and epilepsy. Technological advances in genetic sequencing allow for individual genomes to be scanned for damaging mutations. It is possible to scan the entire genome of a child still in the womb. The research suggests that if SYNGAP1 function can be fixed very early in development, this should protect the brain and permanently improve cognitive function. In theory, patients then wouldn't have to be subjected to a lifetime of therapies and worry that the drugs might stop working or have side effects from chronic use. Mutations to SYNGAP1 are the leading cause of sporadic intellectual disability, resulting from new random mutations arising spontaneously in genes, rather than faulty genes inherited from parents. Intellectual disability affects approximately 1-3% of the population worldwide. Air pollution controls linked to lower death rates in North Carolina. National and state air pollution controls that went into effect in the early 1990s coincide with decreasing death rates from emphysema, asthma, and pneumonia among people in North Carolina, according to a study led by Duke University researchers. Using mortality trends from state public health data, along with monthly measurements from air monitoring stations across North Carolina from 1993 to 2010, the researchers were able to draw a close association between improved air quality and declining death rates from respiratory illness. More superhuman news stories coming up in 2 minutes after this brief word from our sponsors on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin-releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either. So your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
With the rest of your Superhuman Radio Network news update, I'm Elliot Turton. Group doctor visits may improve life for people with muscle disorders. A new study suggests that people with muscle disease, such as muscular dystrophy, may benefit more from group doctor visits than individual appointments. For patients with neuromuscular disorders, it can be difficult to address all the complex problems of the disorder in a traditional appointment. The group visits combine individual care with peer support and a chance to learn from other people's experiences. The new study was published today in an online issue of Neurology, the medical journal of the American Academy of Neurology. A shorter time to the first cigarette of the day is associated with risk of lung cancer. Standard markers of nicotine dependency include cigarettes smoked per day, duration of smoking, and pack years. But another marker of addiction, time to first cigarette of the day, also known as TTFC, may also be associated with the risk of getting lung cancer in both heavy and light smokers, according to a study published today in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute. The association of TTFC with lung cancer risk was stronger in current versus former smokers and in lighter versus heavier smokers, but not different between men and women. The researchers conclude that although their results support the association of TTFC with lung cancer risk, prospective and screening studies are needed.
In other smoking-related news, people who stop using smokeless tobacco after a heart attack may extend their life expectancy similar to people who stop smoking, according to a new research in the American Heart Association journal Circulation. This may be the first study to examine the impact of smokeless tobacco on death in heart attack survivors. After considering factors like age, gender, other tobacco use, occupation, and participation in cardiac rehabilitation programs, researchers said that those who stopped using snus had nearly half the mortality risk similar to the benefits observed with quitting smoking. For Superhuman Radio, I'm Elliot Turton.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. What that young lady just said was, we all know that certain supplements have a synergistic effect. We call them stacks. But quite often, these stacks are touted by the companies who just happen to supply those supplements that they want you to stack together. Well, my next guest is Kamal Patel. He's with Examine.com. How you doing, Kamal?
I'm doing well. How about you, Cole?
Good, good. And unlike many of these other people who recommend stacks, Examine.com is not selling supplements. So they're looking basically at the science. Is that what how this project evolved, Kamal?
Yeah, basically about a year ago, we started getting readers who would ask us, it's good that you've got all the studies listed and it's good that you summarize them, but we want to know practically what to do when we take supplements together, because hardly anybody who's either a weightlifter or looking out for their general health will just take one supplement. They'll take whatever they think works and things might interact or might cancel out each other's effects. So we figured we should start trying to compile a product that people could read about that.
So give me an example of one of the most common offenders of two things that people take generally in tandem that actually may have either ability to counteract each other's proposed effects and or maybe even be harmful.
I'd say probably the biggest one, or actually one of the biggest ones, would be minerals. So typically when people take minerals, they'll take them together. And it's easier. You know, I also used to do the same, but minerals often counteract each other's absorption. So zinc and copper are two of the main offenders. And both just happen to be very important for a lot of health issues. And taking zinc and copper together is not great. And if you don't take enough or if you take too much, then you could end up with an imbalance there, and that could be important for heart health.
Well, now let me ask you a dumb question, right? You know, critical thinking applied here for a second. Does zinc and copper occur together side by side in natural food sources?
It actually does. So I don't get zinc and copper through supplementation. I get it through oysters. So not all foods have both zinc and copper, but some do. So, for example, people often get their copper through liver. Uh-huh. And some people get copper or zinc through seafood. So it depends on the food, but oysters have a decent amount of both, but it's really only if you have very high levels of both. And when you get a supplement, typically they don't just shoot for 100%, they shoot for above that.
Right.
So you end up getting too much at once, and then something bad happens.
You think there's also some magic in... And we've actually, this is becoming more and more clear on some other shows that we've did recently. But is there some magic when the copper or the zinc is a component that naturally occurs in food and its absorption and into the body versus a supplement where it's free form, isolated powder of some sort?
Yeah. And I'm sure you've stumbled across this a lot, probably knowing more than any other radio host about supplements. But it turns out that if a mineral or another compound is attached to a protein or to anything else, then it's absorbed better because, you know, there's different theories, but it could be that our guts kind of know to absorb things as they occur in nature. Sometimes that doesn't turn out to be the case, such as things in vegetables that impair absorption, but often it is the case. So things that are chelated just tend to be absorbed better.
So, you know, I don't have to take copper anymore, Kamal. I have all the copper I need. When I was a kid, I swallowed a couple pennies and they never came out. So I'm good with copper. Okay, so what about things like creatine and beta-alanine? This is a favorite stack for those who like to train hard. I have a hard time with beta-alanine for some reason. It's not the flushing, but it actually makes me feel nauseous when I take it. But do those really work synergistically together?
So beta-alanine and creatine both work. The synergism, it's debatable, you know. One thing about studies is, so my background is that I was a nutrition researcher working at an evidence-based practice center. So there's 12 or 13 of these in the U.S. The government contracts with them to do research for any medical or health issue. So for Medicare and Medicaid, you know, they spend, I don't know how many billions of dollars on certain treatments or diagnostic procedures. So they'll contract with the university. They'll say, for prostate cancer, what are all the treatments and what do they do? Or for soy isoflavones, is there any place in them in medicine? We'll do the research, we'll report back a systematic review, and then they'll evaluate how they should translate that into policy. So what I found from, you know, 4 to 5 years of doing this research is that a meta-analysis is always a place to start for any given supplement. And it turns out if you read meta-analyses on creatine or on beta-alanine, they're just not tested together very often.
Mm.
So the quality of evidence is not high enough to know exactly what happens when they're taken together. And often there are not pharmacokinetic studies done either, so you actually don't know what's going on, like in the liver, for example. But both anecdotally and in some studies, they can work synergistically together. Creatine probably has more overall evidence, but beta-alanine has a decent amount as well.
And, you know, that was my next question. So how do you find studies that allow you to identify synergistic effects between supplements for a specific goal? I can't believe that there's many studies out there that look at that. There's isolated studies where one company is trying to promote this ingredient. How do you develop, observe a synergy between them?
Yeah, it's really quite difficult. So stacks are not tested, like you said. Reason being, you know, the first level of evidence is they'll test a supplement in either people who are extremely overweight, people who have a certain condition like postmenopausal women or people with AIDS. And then if something works there, then they'll test it in other more generalizable populations at a lower dose. So that's the first cut of evidence. You have to go much, much higher to find a stack. And oftentimes, the only stacks that are tested are products that are available in the same formulation. So I don't know if you saw, for raspberry ketones, there's only one study on humans on fat loss, I believe, and it's a combination product of several different things. So we don't know if raspberry ketones work. They probably don't, at least in amounts that you can get. So there's really no way to know. So when we're looking for evidence for stacks, we really have to, A, look through everything, including case reports and case series, and B, also look at studies that you wouldn't normally look at, like rat and mouse studies, or hypothetical speculation, like from that Journal of Medical Hypotheses. So when we made our stat guide, there's not that many proven supplements and base options, because it has to be things that have been tested and proven to be safe and can be combined with other things.
We only have a few minutes before we go into the break, and Alex Leaf, who is our news director and also set up this interview, he asked me to ask you, beta-alanine plus baking soda for synergism. One buffers metabolites from inside the cell, the other from outside the cell. Is this true?
I would think theoretically that could work. Again, I don't think they've been tested together, but I've taken baking soda personally for my own health, not just for performance, but also for joint issues. And I would imagine, hypothetically, that would work. It hasn't been tested, though, so I think it's really a N equals one experiment that people would have to do themselves. Mechanistically, yeah.
I know Examine.com does not have a vested interest in promoting any of these supplements, which really makes your opinions much more credible. But with that being the case, does bro science play any role in what we know about synergy between supplements?
It actually plays a huge role because, like a lot of lifters know, studies and science is often behind people who actually lift in the gym. And it's because you can't do very long-term trials of certain things, especially of diets. And if you can't do that, we just won't ever have very good evidence for certain things. So people who have lifted for a long time and track what they do, like a lot of your listeners would, they probably know a little bit better than the most advanced scientists do.
Isn't that amazing? But you can't. But an advanced scientist won't. You know what? When you look at like controlled trials, obviously there's lots of the key word is controlled. But you can clearly get a lot of information when 10,000 guys around the country are using a specific supplement, and you look at the categories of effects and responses, and you see a trend. And I would think that would have to be at least given the same gravity as an epidemiological study, which to me, epidemiology says, okay, here's where the target is. You can't hit the bullseye, but you might be able to hit the target. Then from there, you can zero in on the bullseye.
Yeah, exactly. I think of it as epidemiology generates hypotheses.
Yeah.
But there's a little bit of a gap between that and randomized trials because there's really no formal studies, like you said, of 10,000 guys, and you can see a pattern. So I thought a cool idea would be if there was a website. So there's been some online trials where you don't actually have to check in at a center, and that increases the number of people you can recruit. However, it's hard to make sure that they're doing what they should
right.
be doing and that they're real people. But if you could verify that, which I think you should be able to do given the state of technology nowadays, it would be cool to have a site where you could do online studies where, you know, you enroll as a weightlifter, you say what you're taking, they check patterns, and then if patterns emerge, then they can do trials.
Yeah, and you're not going to get a peer-reviewed status in some journal with it, but you clearly could elucidate some information. Come on, we have to take a break, I'm being told, to stay on the clock. Hold your thought where I interrupted you there. We'll cover it when we come back. We're talking right now with Kamal Patel. If you want the book, we're going to talk more about the book when we come out of the break. Go to superhumanradio.com down at the bottom. How to combine your supplements for maximum effect. Get it today. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
Monsanto has shortened more lives than any other sinister regime in our history.
The war against GMOs wages on.
And someone posted on my Facebook and said, you can't be serious about that. You're comparing them to the Nazi regime? And I said, I compare them to any regime because, number one, they're not done yet. And number two, we don't even know. There's no way to do a head count of the number of lives that have been shortened because of the things that Monsanto has promoted in this country and abroad.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. Listen weekdays at noon.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today. The UK's known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips.
Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength, gains of up to 10 kilograms in a four-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ICEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ICEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ICEA banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Kamal Patel from Examine.com about their new supplement stack guide. I interrupted you. Did you want to finish a thought before we move on to what the book includes?
We could talk for a second about... You're basically talking about how there's a lot of people with a lot of experiences out there, and it's hard to capture that information in trials because there's a lot of patterns that could be discovered. It's just they aren't really explored. One avenue that I think a lot of people haven't looked at is clinicaltrials.gov. It's a website that has all clinical trials that are performed on it, and that includes trials that have not been finished or were finished and not published. And it's really important to look at trials in that database because a supplement might have 10 trials and only one was published. And if, you know, there's a supplement that says that it increases your testosterone by 400%, that could be in one out of 10 trials.
Right.
And nine be non-published.
Really good point. So let's talk about the book for a second. What I really like about this book is if you have a specific interest in mind, you're just interested in gaining muscle and exercise performance or heart health or sleep quality, you can buy the individual guide that just focuses on that one thing, or you can buy the entire guide at a bundle at a ridiculously reduced price. So let's just go through this list for a second. Testosterone enhancement, fat loss, muscle gains and exercise performance, mood and depression, that's got to be a good one right there. Heart health, sleep quality, that's got to be a big seller. Sleep quality, insulin sensitivity, memory and focus, skin and hair, libido and sexual enhancement, liver health, allergies and immunity, bone health, joint health, vegetarianism and veganism, and seniors. Tell me about the vegetarianism and veganism. Is this designed to help these individuals supplement with well-understood and known nutrient deficiencies that they're challenged with?
It's both that, and there's a lot of people who are vegetarian or vegan weightlifters who are already very healthy, but they want to optimize their health. And I grew up vegetarian, and I tried to sneak out and get meat at Burger King, but I just didn't get much protein. I didn't get much, you know, creatine. So in that step, we cover things like, you know, there's a lot of words that start with the C that you probably don't get if you're vegan or vegetarian, like creatine, carnitine, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some things that are proven and some things that could possibly help that don't have a lot of evidence. So we try to cover all of this.
How long has this guide been available now? Did it just go on today?
For one day. We released it yesterday.
Okay. Yep. Have you seen an attraction to any one particular category more than another so far?
It's really hard to tell because, you know, we thought going in that fat loss and muscle gain and testosterone would be the biggest ones. To some degree, that's probably the case, but surprisingly, a lot of people are interested in things like, well, not surprisingly, but mood or focus. Those are things that probably are a little bit of an uncovered epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of people who are stressed out at their jobs and cubicles that just are always in a bad mood, and they want to see if there's any supplements that could potentially help.
Do pro hormones make it into the discussion in any of these books?
So we note pro hormones, but we try not to note, or we try not to incorporate things in our base or proven supplements that can have interactions or that typically are banned. So there's not a lot of that in there.
What about DHEA, since that's pretty much an over-the-counter available supplement?
Yeah. So DHEA is listed. One that I don't think we listed is pregnenolone, but we might actually get into that later because we'll have a second stack release probably sometime in a few months. Mother hormones and things that are necessary for things further down the line are all included in a bunch of different stacks.
I have to believe sleep quality is going to be a very like in the top three of popularity for people who buy the individual guide. I have to believe a lot of people are going to buy the combined guide. An individual guide is $35. Very, very easy. You can get all of them. I think it's like 16 for like 119 or something like that, right?
Yeah. And like you said, sleep is huge. I don't know if you've had sleep issues. I have, but I tried a bunch of things, and it turns out that I have to work hard at sleep. I'm just not a natural good sleeper.
I sleep really good when I'm in states where marijuana is legal.
Okay, yeah, so I'm actually in San Francisco right now, and
I got to be honest with you. So I hadn't tried marijuana since I was a young man until I moved my kids out to San Diego, and my son and I were walking down Venice Beach, and so I bought a medical marijuana prescription for $50. And and I did, in fact, for the first time in I don't know how many decades, smoke marijuana, and I remember falling asleep on a sofa in a home that was filled with college-age kids. The door was opening and closing all night long till 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. I didn't hear a peep. I slept on that sofa. I had the best night's sleep I had since I was a young man. And I got to believe that marijuana is really good for sleep.
Yeah, I personally also fall asleep, get couch lock, and then fall asleep. Have you ever tried other forms of marijuana? Like, not just eating, but like topical or anything like that?
No, I haven't. I know that they now vape it too. They have vapor, it's suspended in glycerin, and they smoke it now. But
yeah.
No, I have not, no.
So some of those different forms have cool effects. We're actually updating our page right now on Examine, but like the topical form is often used for joint pain. I don't know if you've ever seen it for that purpose.
No, no.
But it turns out that, so my research specialty is nutrition and joint pain. So it turns out that there's peripheral nerves, not too far under the skin that usually when you're taking something topical for a joint, it won't reach the joint. So it's somewhat of a placebo.
Right.
But if you rub, high CBD, marijuana extract in a cream form, it'll reach peripheral receptors, and possibly reduce pain in a bunch of different conditions. And it's being tested now, and I think it's pretty much got good promise.
And it's not necessarily being delivered systemically, in other words. It's activating receptors at the skin level.
Yeah, barely at all. So you get so little in your bloodstream, if at all, that you get no effect, and it doesn't reach your brain. It's just the peripheral nerves.
Because the thing that worries me about marijuana is the effect on memory and cognition. It definitely impairs that over time.
Yeah, and it's also tough to tell individually what it'll do to you. So some people, it could be, you know, a godsend, like, who is it, Montel Williams. But for some people, it could make you a little bit psycho.
Yeah. Wink, wink, it's a godsend for Montel. Wink, wink. And Bill Maher is another one. Bill is a staunch advocate of marijuana. And
that's right.
He smokes avidly as well, so there you go. Hey, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Kamal Patel from Examine.com to talk about more of their stack guide. This is a really great guide. Go to superhumanradio.com. Down at the bottom of the homepage, you can click it there. Buy an individual guide for $35 or the whole kit and caboodle for $119. Be the smartest kid on your block. Go there.
the government doesn't always have your health in its best interest. Luckily, we have Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream.
Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. You know, if you're a personal trainer, or better yet, you're a clinician of some type, a physician, you got a PDR, this is a great book. If your job is helping other people and they're buying supplements, not necessarily from you, what more valuable contribution can you make to their success but giving them the straight truth about some of these supplements and how they work together? And Examine.com doesn't sell supplements. They've got no vested interest in you buying creatine or beta-alanine or anything else. Their vested interest is in the science and selling the information. So you got to take that into account when you look at the information that they're providing. So, Kamal, What about things like lecithin? Does lecithin make it into the book as an ergogenic?
No, I don't think it's in any of the stacks. It might actually be mentioned in stacks, though. So what we'll do is we'll have different levels of evidence that a supplement has to get to in order to make it to, you know, a proven base supplement or an unproven. And I don't think lecithin had enough evidence for any of the stacks other than just to be mentioned.
What about colostrum? Any colostrum in there? No. Okay.
Colostrum might be mentioned along with some other proteins, but no, I think like we did put, especially for seniors, we mentioned whey and casein, I believe, but not colostrum.
Yeah. What do you think the most interesting, regardless of what category it falls into, the most interesting and effective combination of supplements that had the greatest gravity of scientific evidence behind it?
Well, so before I talk about a combination, I'll say one thing that is in the joint stack that everybody should take is vitamin C, and it's not for the obvious reason. It's not for immunity or whatever, but it's
not for collagen.
I don't know if you've heard of this. Have you heard of this condition, reflex sympathetic dystrophy,
No.
or RSD?
No.
It's called CRPS or chronic regional pain syndrome. So it's the worst pain syndrome that mankind is subject to. So there's a pain scale called the McGill pain scale, and that's how academics rate pain. And childbirth is somewhere around a 30 on a scale of 1 to 50. And finger amputation is in the high 20s.
And so, I just want to mention something because I'm familiar with this scale. And paying alimony every month is slightly above childbirth.
Yes, just slightly though.
Yeah, like 30. It's like a 32.
So,
there you go.
So it turns out that, you know, not in the high 20s or 30s, RSD or CRPS is a 44, I believe. 44.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's really bad. Essentially, what happens is if you have an injury. Like let's say that the bar falls on your chest when you're doing a bench press, which has happened to me, and I've gone by unscathed. But let's say you get a bruise or a crack in your sternum, or let's say you have surgery, like a shoulder surgery or a knee surgery, there's a decent chance afterwards that you could develop this condition because kind of like how serotonin syndrome is a syndrome where serotonin is continuously in a positive feedback loop.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to that, in RSD, your nervous system goes crazy and the warning level goes higher and higher and higher until there's a huge influx of leukocytes and different chemicals and they never go away. So you have permanently swollen joints, terrible pain, and when you walk outside, it's possible to have something as little as a breeze cause pain.
Right.
Like terrible.
It's almost like it's a hypersensitivity of the nervous system, it sounds like.
Yeah. Yep. Like to the nth degree. So it turns out that the only way to prevent it is taking vitamin C. It's just 500 milligrams of vitamin C, whether it's through food or supplements, as long as you take it every day, can prevent reflex sympathetic dystrophy. And it's especially important because there's really no treatment. The treatments all suck. Oftentimes people go to Mexico or Germany to be put under a coma by ketamine in order to try to get out of this condition. So it's worth it on the very small chance that you might get this pain condition to take vitamin C. So anyway,
I wish you would have said 500 milligrams sooner. I just took three packets of lipospheric vitamin C in anticipation of you telling me how much that I needed. So I guess taking 1,000 milligrams a day is adequate, right?
That's totally adequate. In fact, you probably have a lot higher absorption from the liposomes. So I'm guessing you probably don't even need that much, but vitamin C is hugely important. But I'd say as far as complementary or synergistic stacks, because a lot of people use caffeine, either taking caffeine or in pill form and coffee form or energy drinks,
right.
Caffeine and L-theanine together are pretty important. And the reason is that caffeine is included in more than one stack. It's not just for fat loss. It's also for cognition, and it could have other benefits. But the issue is that a lot of people are slow caffeine metabolizers. I don't know, have you ever gotten your 23andMe gene profile?
No, I wanted to, and I don't think I can do it, right? Because they've been hampered by the government.
Yeah, I don't know what the status is now. They might be selling it back again, but I got mine a while back, and it turns out I am a slow metabolizer, which makes sense, and a super taster, so I can't really handle the taste. But when I do take caffeine, if I take it alone, then I go nuts. But if I take it with L-theanine, then I'm superhuman. Mm. So caffeine and L-theanine have been studied together. They're very good together. There's very low risk of side effects. That's one stack that I think everybody should consider.
And by the way, if you drink tea, both the black or the green tea, you'll find caffeine and L-theanine side by side in tea. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, which is awesome. And it turns out that the higher quality green teas have a lot more L-theanine. So that's one area where paying more actually does benefit.
Interesting. So what about cognition? Let's talk about that just for a second. Any of the old stuff back in the day when, you know, we were on forums, you know, the Piracetam and all those things, are they in this book at all, or they've fallen from grace now?
So they haven't fallen from grace, but we mention them, but we don't recommend them. And the reason is that technically, at least in a lot of parts of the world, Europe, they're a pharmaceutical. And like when we mention aspirin, you know, as a possibility for fat loss, then we say white willow bark, because we don't want to include things that are medications, because these should all be things that you should be able to buy over the counter, and things that you don't have to necessarily talk to your doctor about. So we do mention all the nootropics, but we don't recommend them as base supplements. And they could work, but there's so many of them with different effects that it's something that you could experiment with rather than one base dose for one proven supplement.
Yeah. Alex Leaf just said he's also a slow metabolizer, but caffeine, ephedrine, no stims work on him. So I
guess, yeah, if
you're,
here.
Yeah, if you're, I guess I'm a normal metabolizer because I feel caffeine, and it works for me. But then again, I drink.
So you?
Again, I'm sorry.
You drink coffee every day?
I drink a quadruple espresso first thing in the morning, generally, and then usually a triple espresso on the way into the studio.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, but you have to understand that I've been drinking coffee since I was a young boy, as well as wine. My grandfather, who was, you know, from the other side, gave me wine to help me put to sleep, and he used to give me a little bit of espresso when he would have his espresso in the morning. So I don't
so
know, maybe I've
your
adjusted.
Your grandpa is from Italy?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Actually, when I was growing up, my uncle owned a wine bar, and I had another uncle who worked at a sports bar. So from the age of 10 to 15, on the weekends, I would go watch Cleveland Browns games at the bar and taste the microbrews. And then on weekdays, I would drink wine. So actually, I don't drink that much anymore because I guess I'm over it.
But. Yeah, you don't have the same tendency to want to do it like your friends do, because to them, it's a taboo. They want to try it. It's like, well, no, my grandfather gave me that the other day. No big deal. Let's do
exactly,
this.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Kamal Patel from Examine.com.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
You know, these politicians, they don't care. And you know what the worst part is? Their children and their grandchildren are being affected by these genetically modified foods.
The GMO issue affects everybody.
So they're not only just selling their own soul, they're selling the souls of their offspring, their grandchildren, their nieces and nephew, who are being exposed to these things that are going to cause disease.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. Listen weekdays at noon.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar create Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio
listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. The most respected people in the fitness, strength, and health industry have respect for examine.com. So this is a really, really good opportunity. If you, we all spend tons of money on supplements. And quite often, we have a little sense of angst when we spend money on supplements. Gee, are they going to work? Are they going to work for me the way they work for somebody else? But more importantly, when you start stacking things, you could be spending hundreds of dollars a month with one goal in mind. You know, here's an easy way to find out if it's bunk or if it's real. And you can buy them individually. Testosterone enhancement, fat loss, muscle gains, exercise performance, mood and depression, heart health, sleep quality, insulin sensitivity, memory and focus, skin and hair quality. Ladies, women spend hundreds of dollars every single month. Libido and sexual enhancement, liver health, allergies and immunity, bone health, joint health, vegetarianism, veganism, and seniors. Buy each individual guide for $35 or buy the whole kit and caboodle for $119. People like Dr. Jose Antonio, and one of my earliest guests on the show, Eric Cressy, they praise this guide. They praise it. So it is worthy of your attention and your dollars. Talk about liver health for something. This is something I started doing shows on liver back in 2007 because I said it's interesting that the name liver has the word live in it. The liver is a resilient organ. Like a starfish, you can cut a piece off and it'll grow back. And it's responsible for so many contributions to health, but it's ignored. And I used to say, remember when you had your first apartment, Kamal? You had that sponge that you did the dishes with, right?
And yeah, I still
after,
got it.
Yeah, after a while that, yeah, you still have it. Well, then you must have found a way to keep it clean because it stinks after a while. You got to throw it away. Well, your liver is the same way, but you can't take it out and replace it. You got to try to keep it clean. So what's the top supplement for liver health in your opinion?
So, actually more than any supplement diet, before even getting the supplements, it's actually good timing. I just, finished being a co-author on a paper on fatty liver disease. It's coming out in 2 months in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. But yeah, before you think about supplements for liver health, always hone in your diet because your liver can easily accumulate fat with even a somewhat deviant diet. But getting to supplements, I'd say N-acetylcysteine is important for more than just liver health, but if you take it for other stuff, it's going to help liver health.
You know what? You know what? You know what? I take it for Kamal.
What?
A lot of people don't know this, but people who suffer from COPD, they give them N-acetylcysteine to dry them out to reduce.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Mucus production, and I have allergies, so I usually take three caps, 1,500 milligrams, right before the show, and then I usually take some later in the day, and it keeps me from having to swallow my mucus all day long.
Wow. Okay. So if you don't take that, then you're kind of clogged up.
Yeah, I get congested easily, very very easily.
Okay.
And the audience knows when I forget because I have to keep muting my microphone to clear my throat in the background while people are talking.
So did you take yours today?
Yeah, I did. I did.
Okay.
So obviously it's helping my liver as well. Does it help by increasing glutathione production?
Yes. And glutathione. Well, one of the mechanisms is that, but. Glutathione production, it's important to support by taking a variety of nutrients. And I don't know if you take cold processed whey. I'm guessing you're the type who might have considered that.
Yeah, I do.
So that's one, as well as I believe intake of fresh fruits and vegetables has enough glutathione in it that could accumulate over time as well. Selenium, so there's a variety of things that you should do to support your endogenous antioxidant system, and probably the cheapest is NAC.
Now, I do take, along with my liposomal vitamin C, I know this sounds like product placement, but you're the one who, you know, we're talking about this. I do take three packets. Each one has 450 milligrams of glutathione in a phospholipid, lipospheric base. Do you think that taking glutathione like this actually enhances liver glutathione?
So I was actually looking for studies just a couple months ago, and I saw two on that formulation, and I don't know if they were in humans, but it did increase glutathione levels. So I would say that it works. You know, there is a price differential, of course.
Yeah.
But so that's always... There's a few ways to increase glutathione, and I think any of the four major ways work.
Exercise, too. Exercise affects glutathione production.
Exercise.
What about hepatic hypertrophy? As I've gotten older, I've noticed that right beneath my rib cage, I can't create that vacuum that I used to be able to do in my youth. And I've read somewhere that as we age, the liver continues to grow. Does it grow when we don't take care of it, or does it grow no matter what we do with it?
So I don't know for sure, but I think it might grow because you don't take care of it, but it's hard to take care of it enough that it wouldn't grow. So I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You would have to have almost perfect health in order for it to not grow. And one anecdote I remember is, do you watch MMA, UFC?
Yeah, I love MMA, yeah.
So do you know this guy, Boss Rutten, from before?
He's actually, I've met him three times. He's a spokesperson for GLC, one of our sponsors that makes a joint product. Yeah.
So he's a really insane and cool guy as far as I've heard, right? And his specialty was liver kicks. So from what I heard is kickboxers, like people who would compete in Thailand, one issue is that as you get older, not only do you lose flexibility and stuff like that, and, you know, your cardio goes down, but if you get hit with a liver kick, apparently, it hurts a lot more if you're old than if you're young, and which would make sense because you said as you get older, your liver gets bigger and, you know, it's a bigger target.
Right.
So I guess if you're an 80-year-old kickboxer, then, you know, you should watch out for bus routine.
Because you're going to kick you in the liver. Alex Leaf asked, what about overloading with NAC? And I know what he's talking about. There was a study out there that showed that high doses of NAC actually were pro-inflammatory promoters. What is that true about NAC?
You know, I'd have to look at that particular study, but I do remember seeing it several months ago. And it makes sense because you probably saw the whole thing with vitamin C as a pro-oxidant. So there was a paper in the Nature Journal in 1998, and Nature is like the second highest impact journal. So it's a huge deal. There was an in vitro test showing that vitamin C was a pro-oxidant,
mm-hmm.
And oxidized some DNA. It turns out that the methodology wasn't really great, and it oxidized some DNA, and it served as an antioxidant for other DNA, which was more important. But anyway, a higher level of vitamin C or any antioxidant really then is somewhat natural can lead to a pro-oxidant effect. And the one place where that's really obvious is vitamin E, because vitamin E seems to increase mortality if you take it at a certain dose, and it's because it can turn into a pro-oxidant. So vitamin C, vitamin E, NAC, I bet anything.
I had a scientist from India on the show, and we were talking about hormetins. And he said that the way vitamin C and other antioxidants work is through a hormetin pathway, that they are actually pro-inflammatory, pro-oxidant, and that's how they cause a reaction of antioxidation. And I thought about that. I thought, it makes perfect sense. It really, really does. So I guess there's a point of diminishing returns where you have abandoned the hormetin pathway now, and now you're just turning up the heat, so to speak, on the bad thing that it can do to you.
Yeah, and the one thing that comes up a lot with that is resveratrol. So people often take a ton of that, and that's not really approaching that pathway. It's just flooding it. First time I read about that idea was on Stephen Guillenet's blog, Whole Health Source,
uh-huh.
I think. And it was maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and I had never thought about that before, and it turns out that, you know, the body recognizes, for example, some phytochemicals from blueberries and will mount a response to it. And that's somewhat why the government abandoned ORAC, O-R-A-C, the antioxidant scale,
mm-hmm.
because it's not that you have a high ORAC score and that's what helps you. It's rather that your body responds and your endogenous antioxidant system is a lot stronger than what the little bit of vitamin C or blueberries or whatever does. So our bodies are pretty cool at this.
Go figure, right? I just talked about this morning with my Fitbit. You know, it's like the body is so much smarter than Fitbit or anything else. Just pay attention to your body. It's a great compilation of books here, especially if you get paid from other people to help them reach their goals. You can buy the individual books for $35 each, or you can buy the whole thing for $119, which in my humble opinion is really the way to go. If you go to superhumanradio.com, and go down to the bottom, you will find the examine.com stack supplement guide, how to combine your supplements for maximum effect. Great, great book. And again, examine.com doesn't sell supplements. They don't care if you take these things or not. So they're just invested in the science. Kamal, thanks so much for being on the show today, man.
Yeah, it was a pleasure.
And we'll talk again soon. Take care.
Okay, great.
And also, I want to thank Dr. Jeff Hackett for coming on and talking sensibly about testosterone in older men. As you can see, it's not the evil that they want to make it sound like here in the United States. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.
By now, everyone knows.